Round one. Fight.
I don't know much, but I know I loved you.
Hi, hello, Whipple Nation, and welcome to a Whipple Juice presentation called NWA Tournament 2020. I'm your host, Carl Coffey. Mike V would usually be my co-host. Today, he's the guest. He's going to be answering the 20 questions. 20 questions, 20 seconds. 2020 is also the year. Mike V, how are you?
Good, Carl. How are we doing?
We're doing good. Listen, the tournament is in less than 10 days. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. Hasn't been much hype around it, Carl C.
No hype. Mike V, defending champion. He will not be returning, but this guy knows the tournament. He's got a lot of hot takes. I have the timer ready. I have the bells ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to be addressing all 16 teams, basically, and some other stuff. Here we go. Question one. Will the NWA tournament ever take place in Indianapolis?
Carl, I got to be honest. If the committee ever gets its head out of its ass, it'll stay put, especially since I know, you know, Senator Davies Sr. knows it's going to go off without a hitch in the Pittsburgh area. It's going to be a fantastic derby. It should have been where it was the whole time. A lot of politics and location took place last time from teams that had too many votes on the committee.
Okay, more likely to pull a big upset, rookie team Colony or the Yosh?
I'm going to tell you right now, Carl, the Yosh, I'm going to watch out for that team in the round robin play. They got taken second. I think they're a little bit disrespected. I wouldn't be surprised if GBL takes, if they take down GBL right there in round robin. Makes a little statement.
Holy cow. In under 20 seconds. Is a medium well burger acceptable?
In no way, shape, or form is a medium well burger ever acceptable. If you're going over medium, and that's if you overcook your medium rare burger, Carl, you're a psycho. Let's not go over medium. Let's make that the new thing in 2020.
Under 20 seconds again. Good job.
We got a fireback question for you, Carl. Taco Bell made a lot of different changes recently. What item off the menu are you most upset that they just got rid of?
I've been a loyal Mexican pizza guy since the mid-90s, so that's an easy answer. But are you ready for another tournament question?
Oh, we're still doing this. Okay, yeah.
Are you aware, and do you even care, that the NWBL stole their logo from a defunct league from Jersey called National Wiffle Ball League?
How close was this logo to theirs? Was it just like the same thing?
It's the same thing. They probably just put NWBL in a Google search. And they're like, wow, well, perfect.
That's absolutely pathetic. Here in Wiffle in 2020, we can't create, I mean, we have cheese balls, blue kamikazes. We have all sorts of things. You can't come up with an original logo for a league that doesn't even exist? Come on, be better, Carl. Be better.
Fair or foul, seeing the WWW tweeting out an open trial tournament for their national team?
You know, at this point, Carl, it might as well be fair. A lot of people called the AWA a free agent league. Now let's run it down. Ma, just a league of different leagues. Skibby, their league that called us out the most for being a free agent league, they brought in a brand new pitcher that had never played for them last year. Everyone's a free agent league at this point. Let the people play.
Oh, right at the clock. With Travis Stroney off the, that's a long one. With Travis Stroney off the WCM Dads, who steps in as their new ace, Mike V?
Carl C, I know you're going to hate this answer. I think they don't really have an ace, but watch out for Chandler Phillips 2020. He's been bringing it hot on Twitter. I think he's going to bring it hot for the Dads this year. He's got a little, well, not much of a competition, but he's got a little more drive this year.
All right. Best sunflower seed flavor, Mike V?
Yeah, you know, people tend with sunflower seeds, they tend to get too cute. They go with the dill, they go with the, you know, they even got some Taco Bell ones out, they go with the bacon. You gotta go with a classic cracked pepper, Carl C.
With his life, they can sleep in their own beds. They added Gino Joseph. They're young. Is it top three or bust for them?
I think they may go in with the mentality of top three. I don't think Gino really tips the scales for them. I always thought their number two was a problem. They can hit really well. I don't think it tips the scales. There's some better competent talent, I still believe. But I think they do go in with the top three or bust mentality.
19 seconds, man. You're really good at this. All right, question 10. OCWA, they have two of the best pitchers in tournament history. Why have they struggled to finish inside the top four in the last three tournaments?
I think in the past couple tournaments, they've caught a couple touch draws. They've gotten a couple games that have gone a long ways, but I think they lack the offensive firepower that they used to have back in the day. I think they really had a hard time finding a fourth hitter, and when you have a rotation that's really only too strong and you have to manufacture wins out of the great Justin Tompkins, you're going to run into a problem eventually.
More annoying fan base, Philadelphia or literally anywhere else?
Philadelphia. That's it.
That's a record. 1 second.
You didn't answer question number 9.
Question 9. Thank you. Skibby Wiffle, they pound bad pitching, but they struggle against elite pitching. Are they ever going to get a sniff of a championship appearance ever again, Mike V?
No, they're not, and I'll give you two reasons. One, they don't have a bona fide ace, so they can't win those games against good pitching. And they consistently talk about this list of pitchers every year that they've had bad luck and run into. They've run into Bush. They've run into Kayvon. Well, the problem is, to win, Carl, you have to beat one of them eventually, and they just don't have the people.
Okay. Mike V, would a Mid-Atlantic Wiffle championship?
We have a follow-up question for you, Carl.
Oh, wow, what is this? This is
all right, we saw Tampa Wiffle bow out a couple years ago, and we see Skibby now only coming back after a lot of pressure was put on them because they were frauds. Which team would have been missed more had Skibby not been in the tournament this year?
My gosh. You know the craziest thing? Skibby, those guys, they've always been known as these good guys. But as the years go on, behind the scenes, people seem not to even like them as much as...
I think people are realizing they're frauds, right?
It's weird because, I mean, I have no problem with them. They're all good guys. I had a thing with Bogaerts, but that's long gone. I don't get it. I don't understand.
But you can't say you chose Indiana and one of your last reasons was location and then say you're not going to Pittsburgh and only go after you caught some heat, right? Just because it's a little farther?
Yeah. Listen, that's a topic that people are afraid to talk about.
We're not afraid to talk about it here, though.
I don't know. National Wiffle has a very strong stance about anything anti-Skibby Wiffle. So we're going to have to move on. Would a Mid-Atlantic Wiffle tournament championship be a good thing for this tournament?
I don't think it'd be any different than any other champ. I mean, there are a league of other leagues that came together, other defunct leagues that came together to form one, so they're basically just the same as another league. I don't think it would make any difference other than they would talk about how they're the best.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in 2013 it would be a big deal, but I think you're correct. All right.
I mean, at this point, how many leagues have been made up of other leagues, you know? Carl, see, 2020, it's a year of no rules.
No rules. Anything goes. Listen, Grant Miller, he was my guy last year. I thought his performance in 2018 wasn't talked about. But I said, this guy has potential to be the best hitter in tournament history. Didn't lay an egg last year, Mike V. But he was just eh. Do you think he has a chance to be elite like 2018 again?
I think he goes back to his 2018 form. 2018, I think he took a little bit of advantage of the really good hitting conditions. Last year was not a hitter's year at any stretch of the word, really. But I think he goes back to 2018 form, and I think you got to watch out for those KWL boys.
Mike V, a big Mike Hogan fan. Talked about it on my last podcast. So we're going near a big city again. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just on the outskirts. So these big dogs from Atrial, they're coming back. Does that make him a contender once again?
I think it puts him in contention with it. There's just some really good team. I mean, AWA is arguably maybe bringing an even better team than last year, especially with the addition of Chris Newman. GBL is always going to be a force. I think it puts him as a contender, but to say they're a top favorite, I wouldn't go there.
All right. Winding down. 6 questions left. Original or Grape? Big League Chew.
I'm an original fan, personally. Nothing like reaching in the back pocket, pulling a little of that pink chew and just shoving way too much in your mouth and not being able to chew it, Carl C.
All right. These are the hard-hitting last 5 questions. I might even give you an extra 1 or 2 seconds to answer them all. Is the Griffle Ball League window closing, or do they have a long-term dominance window?
I think they have a long-term window of finishing second as long as AWAA is there. They have Caleb Yonkman, who's always going to be there. They got some young talent with the Detmars. They're bringing Lister back so he can pitch three more innings for him. Vogas is always good for that one at bat attorney. I think they're good for second every year.
Wow, 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 wow. Is Gall even going to show up?
Oh, geez. That's a great question, Carl. I'm not sure they're going to show up. We're going to say no.
Wow. We'll pick there. Three questions left. All right, Circle City. They hit 142 last year. Do you think they'll improve upon that?
I mean, you have to imagine they're going to, just with round robin being played differently this year. Right, you can get a little stat padding in the first couple games when people realize that round robin doesn't matter this year other than for maybe another game on the slate.
That's a good point right there. Great take. Two questions left. Chandler Phillips or Connor Supiong?
Oh my goodness. Why are we still talking about this question? Why are we comparing a three-time champion to someone who was the worst player statistically batting and pitching on a team that hit only better than BWAC last year? Why are we comparing those two players?
Wow, big take there. And finally,
answer the question, why are we comparing a three-time champ to someone who couldn't finish pitching an inning and only had one hit?
We like rivalries, and they're going to match up.
Yeah, can't we pick better rivalries? Like, can't we put Chandler up against, I don't know, like, a potato?
Wow. You ready for the last question?
I'm ready for the last question.
Your league, AWAA, are they going to repeat as champs? It's only happened once.
I don't see any way, Carl C., that they don't repeat as champions, and Kayvon has solidified himself as the greatest player in NWA history this year.
You still got 10 seconds. Anything else?
I have something to plug eventually.
Okay, listen. Mike, you did a good job. I only rang the bell a few times. And I hope next time, you know, we'll tag team this. Trent Steffes wants to be on. Some other people as well. Connor Soup actually wants to do a show. Listen.
Yeah, I think with Trent, we got to get to the bottom of this whole MNWA eligibility problem that they had recently. So I think we got to get to the bottom of that. Have you heard about that, Carl?
No, but I'm excited to talk about
it. Word on the street is they played games, their eligibility games, on the way to the tournament last year.
Also, they like stop at a rest area.
Yeah, after other teams like, say, AWA received a lot of grief for not having video of all players with their names on their back and close-ups of their face, making sure they're batting, pitching, and fielding in seven games in a single day.
Mike V coming on, returning to the podcast world, saying that the host committee only really looks at teams that are contenders. We'll talk about it next time. Did you have fun today?
I always have fun with you, Carl.
Anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, of course I have something to plug. Actually, at my team, the Mighty Cucks. Is that the best name in the UF first, Carl?
Definitely. I'm going to vote for them to win it all.
Yeah, they should. They should win it all. You see how many votes we got?
Yeah, of course. Great. Yeah. You versus the Whiskey Ducks.
Oh, yeah, we're going to smoke them all. Well, anyway, that team, we're trying to sell our spot in UF. So any of you on the waiting list really want to get into a bidding war, contact Mighty Ducks.
You heard him. Mike V returned to the podcast world. We hope to have him on again. The tournament is only 9-10 days away. I want to knock out a few more of these shows. Thank you. I'm Carl Coffey. Mike V, great job as always. Stay safe out there, everyone.
See you.